You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Monday afternoon. We're now joined by Mark Russo. He's at Risk Pulse in Chicago. Good afternoon to you, Mark. Thanks for being with us.
Glad to be here, Todd. Thank you.
Farmers are in the field. They've been moving fairly swiftly, though it looks like there's a little rain in the forecast. Tell me where that's going to land.
Yeah, we're going to be seeing rain activity increase across sections of Illinois. Actually, the frontal system that is producing rains out across the western Corn Belt here, well, today and into tonight, in areas such as Nebraska, western Iowa, that will be shifting eastward and start to influence our weather coming up the middle part of this week. That'll be then followed up by another frontal boundary that will become aligned across the Corn Belt here, including Illinois, over the upcoming weekend. And so certainly we're getting into a pattern that will feature more rain activity, and thus the next week to 10 days will not be as dry as the past. But even with the rains here upcoming, they don't look as widespread or heavy over large areas. But for sections of central Illinois, central northern Indiana, even in southern Iowa, northern Missouri, that's where at least over the next week to 10 days, that's where at least the most widespread rains will be concentrated.
Were these expected, or was there something that changed in the forecast?
The pattern has rolled forward here, and that's due to this wave of low pressure that's been out across, or trough of low pressure out across the northern Rockies and the southwest Canada. There's going to be some progression of that as we go through this week. And so computer models started to hint at that last week and have now rolled forward. And if anything, you know, has trended a little bit wetter, but I guess not a total surprise here. One other item of note is that with the increase of rains, we'll come at least some variability in temperatures. And now the next couple of days, just exceptionally warm here again across Illinois, let alone much of the Corn Belt. But then with the increase in rains and cloud cover, we'll see temperatures here cool down, but still being slightly above normal for this time of season.
And turn your attention to South America. Have the rains begun to fall there?
They have. Not all areas yet, especially in Mato Grosso, but for Mato Grosso do Sul, Goiás, we've already begun to see widespread significant rainfall associated with a frontal system, and those rains will now begin to encompass more of Mato Grosso as we go through today on into tomorrow, including during the day on Wednesday. Now, it's not out of the question that some pockets within Mato Grosso don't pick up as much rain as other areas, but nonetheless, this is a very big rain event, the biggest rain event here of the past several months here. It's not saying a lot since it's been the dry season, but a big increase in soil moisture for this early stage of planting.
Hey, thanks so much, and we do appreciate you taking the time with us on this Monday afternoon.
My pleasure, Todd.
That, of course, is Mark Russo. He is with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. He joins us on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Monday. Do pick us up online at willag.org if you get the opportunity. And if you're out in the field, be safe. Get plenty of rest. If you're on the byways of rural America, watch out for those vehicles. They'll be busy there for the next month or so, and they move really quite slow.